News. I'm Jessica Stone. The president's nominee for director of national intelligence, Congressman John Ratcliffe, is out. But President Trump says there is no problem with his selection process.
The vetting process for the White House is very good, but you're part of the vetting process.
He says to the press, in recent weeks, the president's second pick for defense secretary and second pick for UN ambassador have both been confirmed. U.S. stock indices closing down this week. Investors rattled after President Trump threatened to slap further tariffs on Chinese goods, escalating the trade war. And the white police officer in the choking death of unarmed black man Eric Garner has been suspended. A New York police judge wants Officer Daniel Pantaleo terminated. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
It's been a very long 5 years with no sense of closure, no sense of justice.
The Justice Department declined to charge Pantaleo with civil rights violations. This is Fox News.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the Friday afternoon traffic, and we have an accident on Vaughn Road in front of Publix, so be careful in that busy area. If you're on the boulevard, it is loaded with traffic. Be careful around the intersections. The interstates are still up at a speed limit ride with the exception of the downtown area. Look out as you approach the interchange. You're probably going to have to back out of it for a little bit. Traffic leaving the downtown area is really busy, as is Taylor Road this afternoon. Let's be careful. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery. Shop the Comic Shop, Plato's Closet, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
It's time for Mr. Sandman's Not Quite Famous End of Summer Sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year, right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $399. Queen mattresses from $149. Twins from $99. Full headboards from $79. Queen beds from $149. Special discounts available on Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors, while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. 61 basic correctional officers graduated today from the Alabama Corrections Academy in Selma. The prison system created the new position this year to speed up hiring security staff to address a staffing shortage. The state faces a court order to add officers. The state has also raised salaries in an effort to increase staff. Police say a man was shot this morning after a domestic situation in the 3700 block of Gaslight Curve. Police say that's where a fight happened between two relatives, but the victim was located in the 3600 block of Lazybrook Lane. He is expected to be okay. No arrests have been made in the case. Montgomery City leaders have tackled the issue of abandoned and dilapidated homes for 3 years now, and they reached a major milestone this week. A home on Mobile Highway was the 435th to be demolished as part of the effort. The city has identified 300 more homes that may be demolished in the near future. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Your chances of encountering one of those random downpours is going to be better than normal over the next few days, right on through the weekend. Those storms will tend to fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 73. Tomorrow and Sunday, we'll do it again with a generous supply of scattered afternoon and evening storms here and there. Some locally tropical downpours in spots. High around 91 Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night in the low 70s. And not much change in the overall pattern on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
This is an old expression. People say this. They say, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? You ever heard that before? It's a bananas insulting expression to an entire gender. You know what that expression means? It means, why would you marry a woman if she's already having sex with you? Which has nothing to do with what relationships are even like anymore. Now it's like, why buy the cow? Question mark. Maybe because every day the cow asks you when you're going to buy it. And you live in a really small apartment with the cow, so you can't avoid that question at all. And also, the cow is way better at arguing than you are. And the cow grew up in a family that knows how to argue. Why buy the cow? Question mark. Maybe because every time another cow gets bought, you have to go to the sale, and you have to sit next to your cow at the sale, and your cow looks over at you the entire time like, and does not enjoy the sale at all. Even though she's the one that wanted to go to the sale. And she's especially mad because that farmer and cow met like 8 months after you guys met.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Did you ever think when you eat Chinese, it ain't pork or chicken but a fat Siamese? Yet the food tastes great so you don't complain. But that's not chicken in your chicken chow mein. Seems to me I ordered sweet and sour pork, but Garfield's on my fork. He's purring here on my fork. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, the place that I eat every day at noon. They can feed your cat and you'll never know. Once they wrap it up in dough, boys, they fry it real crisp in dough. Chowlin asked if I wanted more as he was dialing up his buddy at the old pet store. I said, not today, I lost my appetite. There's two cats in my belly and they want to fight. I was sucking on a Rolaid in a Tums or two when I swear I heard it mew, boys. And that is when I knew. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon. I think I gotta stop eating there at noon. They say that it's beef or fish or pork, but it's purring there on my fork. There's a hairball on my fork.
Just be sure, folks, that there's no...
Is that racist to say that Chinese people put cats in their food?
It's a little, I think it's racist.
It's a little bit, actually, I think. It's
stereotypical.
Well, unfortunately, it's the culture.
No, oh, wait. Are you ready to speak on the microphone?
I mean, we started talking about cats.
Yeah, what's up, Frisco Riverstone?
He jumps in.
Tell me you like cats now.
I do, just not like in a taco salad.
Yes, exactly.
Or on some chow mein.
Some chow mein,
Did you hear the story we were covering, Frisco, before we hit the top of the hour break?
No, I was actually eating Taco Bell.
Okay.
Where they do not put cats in their tacos. Oh,
in a place called Garfield Heights, Ohio, they're actually throwing a 79-year-old woman in jail for feeding stray cats.
I did catch that. I caught the last bit of that.
That's unreal.
Well, it's the city ordinance about, I mean...
Yeah, you can't feed stray cats or dogs.
My thing is, so instead of coming in and making sure everybody's spayed and neutered,
right.
You know, this old lady's obviously probably needs some company.
Mm-hmm.
No city official came in to kind of check on that situation and then handle it.
And she's worried about the cats because her neighbor moved and left the cats.
It's not like she's breeding them to fight or anything.
Right. It's not like they're cats she didn't know. She knew the cats.
Wait, is that a thing? Like, I've heard of dog fighting, like, rings. Is there a cat fighting?
I saw a Steve Martin video of flying cats one time.
I'm scared to Google cat fights.
Cats are very territorial, I will tell you that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I got in between one of my cats and a cat that was coming up to the screen door one time.
Ruh-roh.
And I don't care. Love is not a thing when you get in between two cats and they're protecting their territory.
Sounds like a catastrophe.
It was.
It was a catastrophe.
Nicely done there. That's some gentle comedy, Frisco.
They're very protective because I know my son is not a big fan of cats. He's afraid of cats. He just won't ever admit it. But we've had a couple growing up, and whenever, you know, they would get around Justin, they knew that they weren't well-liked. So one of them decided to pee on his bed in the middle of the night one time. So when he came home from shift work, he'd worked all night, climbed into bed, and he's like,
"Oh no!
What is this wetness? What is this smell?
Did I do this and forget, not even notice in the morning?"
Cat urine's not subtle either.
No, no, not at all. He had a real reason to hate cats at that point.
No, I was spending the night at a certain place where there was a cat. That's all I'll say.
Yes.
And it was like 2:30 in the morning, and I wake up, and there's a cat. Literally, like,
yes,
like, yes, half an inch from my face, just staring at
yes.
me.
Yes,
like, what's up, buddy? And he started purring. So I'm like, okay, we're
they
good.
They will do
I'm just
that.
Plotting your demise right now.
But I want to get to this. I've been previewing this all afternoon. This is actually from 2014, and of all places, the Village Voice. But it is Ask Andrew WK. And the letter that is sent to him, this is titled, "My Dad is a Right-Wing A-Hole." They don't actually abbreviate the word in the Village Voice. But it starts with this. "Hi, Andrew," writes son of a right-winger. "I'm writing because I just can't deal with my father anymore. He's a 65-year-old super right-wing conservative who has basically turned into a total a-hole intent on ruining our relationship and our planet with his politics. I'm more or less a liberal Democrat with very progressive values, and I know that people like my dad are going to destroy us all. I don't have any good times with him anymore. All we do is argue. When I try to spend time with him without talking politics or discussing any current events, there's still an underlying tension that makes it really uncomfortable. Don't get me wrong. I love him no matter what. But how do I explain to him that his politics are turning him into a monster, destroying the environment, and pushing away the people who care about him?" Andrew W.K. responds this way.
Really quick, this is Andrew W.K., like, from the 90s, the singer-songwriter guy. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that same.
Okay.
The same, yes. For some reason, I had the Monty Python voice. The same! Like, my, anyway. "Dear son of a right-winger, go back and read the opening sentences of your letter. Read them again. Then read the rest of your letter. Then read it again. Try to find a single instance where you referred to your dad as a human being, a person, or a man. There isn't one. You've reduced your father, the person who created you, to a set of beliefs and political views and how it relates to you. And you don't consider your dad a person of his own standing. He's just your dad. You've also reduced yourself to a set of opposing views and reduced your relationship with him to a fight between the two. The humanity has been reduced to nothingness, and all that's left in its place is an argument that can never really be won. And even if one side did win, it probably wouldn't satisfy the deeper desire to be in a state of inflamed, passionate conflict. The world isn't being destroyed by Democrats or Republicans, red or blue, liberal or conservative, religious or atheist. The world is being destroyed by one side believing the other side is destroying the world. The world is being hurt and damaged by one group of people believing they're truly better than the others who think differently. The world officially ends when we let our beliefs conquer love. We must not let this happen. When we lump people into groups, quickly label them, and assume we know everything about them and their life based on a perceived worldview, how they look, where they come from, etc., we are not behaving as full human beings. When we truly believe that some people are monsters, that they fundamentally are less human than we are, and that they deserve to have less than we do, we ourselves become the monsters. When we allow our emotions to be hypnotized by the excitement of a petty bickering about seemingly important topics, we drift further and further away from the fragile and crucial human bond holding everything together. And we anticipate with ferocious glee the next chance we have to prove someone wrong and ourselves right, all the while disregarding the vast complexity of almost every subject, not to mention the universe as a whole. We are reducing the beauty and magic of life to a side, or type, or worst of all, an answer. This is the power of politics at its most sinister." Andrew W.K. goes on, and I'm not going to sit here and read the whole piece, folks, but he ends by saying this.
love your dad because he's your father, because he made you, because he thinks for himself, and most of all, because he is a person. Have the strength to doubt and question what you believe as easily as you're so quick to doubt his beliefs. Live with a truly open mind, the kind of open mind that even questions the idea of an open mind. Don't feel the need to always pick a side, and if you do pick a side, pick the side of love. It remains our only real hope for survival and has more power to save us than any other belief we could ever cling to. Your friend, Andrew W.K.
Amen.
And, you know, it's something I've been saying now for years is, you know, I'm no stranger to, like, political debate, wanting to win. But it really hit me, especially when I was going through tragic times, the personal, you know, there's an old feminist phrase, the personal is the political.
Mm-hmm.
And I add it to, no, the personal is more important than the political.
It is.
Always. And I tend to think that... yeah, when we sort of just look at the person across from us as an avatar for the great evil of whatever we disagree with, then we're really missing the point. Really missing the point. No, I like that. It's on my Book of Faces page. Y'all can check it out. Old one, though. But, yeah, I just hate that when, like family members in particular, I've seen that with my dad and his dad. Like, they'll just start yelling at each other. I'm like, wait, do either of y'all... actually hold any political office?
Well, no,
relax.
Joey.
You know?
But Joey.
My crazy thing is I rarely find those on the left willing to discuss issues with me. Mm. Like, I'm very well aware of their views, but they're utterly ignorant of mine.
Right.
And it's sort of like, but they have an astonishing number of, you know, opinions of what mine must be.
Sure.
Right.
So it's kind of like, there's not even, sometimes, and you just have to gauge it. You know, you go into a conversation
right.
and you see somebody just, they already know what you think and they're mad about it. And you're like, you know, then you just choose to engage or not, because some people you're just, it's not gonna.
Right. I've learned to just take a punch, so to speak. Not a literal punch, but, you know, just, oh, if you're going to
think that. What are they doing
at
that gym of yours, Joey?
You're not allowed to talk about it.
Or they put a face on politics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to call one political party one person. On either side, it doesn't make any difference, and that's not true.
Right.
Because there's people in that political party, and there's people of different persuasions and different thought processes, and you can't just put a face up there and call it...
Oh, a certain type, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
People confound boundaries all the time. It's a beautiful thing. And we make these labels and boundaries, of course, try to make sense of the world, but when we take them too literally, yeah, we're going to have some big issues.
Yep.
It's always about those, you know, change the world by changing yourself. And, you know, as an old Catholic priest I knew told me, you really want to change the world, you can do all sorts of things, but, you know, maybe invite your neighbors over for dinner, right. Talk about things, and share a meal.
Yeah, right. and if it's all about trying to convince the other person about your, you know, what you're saying, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. You have not won
right.
anybody.
Mm.
You really haven't.
Well, here, look at this. Chris is on the phone. Chris, what's up, man?
Yeah, y'all were talking about the cat stories and what not to do about when they're mutant and defend their territory. But I've got another story that involved me when I was very young and my father. I guess I was maybe a year old or less, you know, a toddler. Somehow I got to crying and, you know, Dad couldn't get me to stop crying. And our pet cat we had at the time, Pepper, a Siamese cat, she was reacting to me and was squalling and going crazy as well. So he was trying to calm me down and calm the cat down, and it was just a chain reaction feeding off of each other. So he thought, well, one of them's got to go. I've got to deal with one of them. So he thought, and I quote, thought he's going to pitch the cat out the door. That didn't work out like he thought it did. Later on that afternoon, my mother came home. The cat was sitting out on the front porch, and she opened up the door, and she ran in. And as soon as she opened the door, and my dad was sitting in the kitchen or somewhere else with his whole arm up to his elbow and everything up to his shoulder, all bloody and everything.
Oh my gosh.
Turned around and grabbed him by the arm and all the way down of his arm, from what I remember from the stories he told me.
That was a vindictive cat.
So anybody listening out there, any kind of situation comes up, that you have to deal with cats, be nice and slow and calm, and no sudden movements, because the worse you scare them, the worse it's going to be.
He mentions Siamese cats.
Oh, yeah.
I'm having flashbacks of Lady and the Tramp. I think that really did scar me as a small child. These cats coming in to snatch a baby? What?
What is
Siamese
that?
Siamese cats do sound like babies squalling.
And they smell milk.
Yeah.
They do.
They're very vocal cats.
Yes,
yeah.
They are. They talk all the time.
Well, Chris, I appreciate the story, man.
All right, y'all have a good weekend and have a good day.
You too.
You too. You're listening to Happy Hour, folks. We got Eddie Bader right across the desk from me. We have Rosie here.
Hello.
And now we have Frisco Riverstone hanging out.
Welcome.
Frisco Riverstone.
I can't help but want a Frisco sandwich every time you say Frisco Rivers.
Those are good.
I know.
That's the idea.
Kind of getting hungry.
A little bit of Duke's, not Miracle Whip.
No.
Right. Anyway, we got to hit this break. Anybody want to request anything? 272-9228. It's Friday. We'll go wherever you like.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM. WACV. Montgomery Skywatch checking your busy 5 o'clock traffic. The boulevard is really crowded. Be careful around most of the intersections. We don't have any accidents or real slowdowns for you. If you're on the interstates, I-65 is up at a speed limit ride. I-85 looks pretty good, except in the downtown area. Look out, you're going to slow down around the interchange. Traffic leaving the downtown area is really thick. Be careful on Madison Avenue and the Atlanta Highway. The Atlanta Highway is absolutely packed up from the Eastdale Mall area out to Taylor Road, and then Taylor Road is a zoo all the way from Atlanta Highway out to Vaughn Road. Let's be careful this afternoon. It's no fun when you come home and your pet has destroyed the trash. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pet in safe areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Many times in life, we ask people for recommendations. You know anybody that give me a good price on cutting grass or painting the shed or whatever? But when it comes to electricity, what you want is a master certified electrician. You don't want to take chances with somebody who's, oh, I think they know it. No, you want people who have lived it. Master Certified Electricians and Mystery Electric is the place to go for people with that level of competence and expertise. I've used Mr. Electric on multiple occasions for installations, repairs, diagnosis. We had a light, a security light, that wouldn't come on in front of the house. Mr. Electric came out, did a little investigating. There's no wires in there. Now, I don't know why the previous homeowner had it set up that way, but Mr. Electric fixed the problem. The light now works. So whether it's an installation, whether it's a repair, or you hear a weird noise coming from part of the house, don't take chances on that. Get the very best out there to address it. And with Mr. Electric, you get upfront pricing. So no matter what it is you have them out to do, they will tell you in advance what it's costing, and that's what you'll pay. Call 245-1566, 245-1566. Better yet, put that name and number on a refrigerator, on a post-it note, Mr. Electric, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Pig Enterprises ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Pig Enterprises. Pig Enterprises, get a squeal of a deal. Donate what you can and help us cram the van. for Montgomery's public schools. From Pig Enterprises and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Wait for it, folks. Wait for it. This is how big Donald Trump was in 1990.
I heard you. You said your favorite color was green. Donald Trump black version. Maybe that's what you need. A man that will fuse your every wish.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. In a second, we're going to get to what Donald Trump's been tweeting today. First, Rosie has a traffic update.
Yes, I do. Big Mike just called in. He said the traffic is backing up toward exit 3 southbound on I-85. Looks like a big truck and somebody else tangled up, and they're there against the wall, and traffic is starting to back up.
So I-85 southbound.
Exit 3, Ann Street, around Ann Street.
Okay. Well, avoid the area, folks.
Yes.
It's very inconvenient.
Thank you, Big Mike.
You know, not surprising. But, yeah, the president's been, like he usually is, active on Twitter. I never really tweet. I don't even retweet. I have Twitter, though.
So you can, but you just don't?
Yeah.
That's funny, because I'm banned.
Yeah, I know. We've talked about this. What did you do to get banned for a second?
I actually, I criticized Ilhan Omar.
What?
Back before I think it was she even got the seat.
Right.
And I retweeted Laura Loomer had said something. She like flew to her district and called her out. And so I was kind of part of that Loomer army. And I was retweeting some stuff and it really wasn't that bad. And all of a sudden Twitter just shut it down.
And
I had just started getting, I had a couple thousand followers at that point.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
once you get that momentum, and Laura Loomer's now banned, obviously.
She's been banned from Instagram, Twitter.
What did she get banned for?
Same thing, criticizing. Well, it's crazy because I think I showed you too. The second largest shareholder of Twitter is a Saudi prince.
Right, right.
So when you're talking bad about Islam, it's not really a,
right. Well, and platform. I'm almost thinking of where she got. Was she the one that got in a fight with a transgender person and was saying, "Yeah, but you're not a man, though."
Probably. She's more notably known for there was a play in Central Park where they were assassinating Trump, and she stormed the stage. She called out James Comey in one of his little speeches where he talked about himself. She stood up and was like, "You're a liar, James Comey," blah blah blah, and they escorted her out. She went to Hillary Clinton's book signing at Costco and ripped her a new one. Mm. And they escorted her out of there. So she's actually got a term coined Loomered, and it's where you record yourself ambushing, not in any kind of physical way,
right? Right.
But just literally bringing things up, like
bringing the heat.
Yeah,
cutting a promo on you.
So it was fun. Yeah. I was following her, and you know, and I'm like, wait, she's saying this lady married her brother. Hold on, let's look into this. And then made a couple criticizing tweets, especially in regards to some people in that religion throwing gay people off of buildings, which actually happened.
Yep.
And Twitter was like, no, this Frisco guy is too dangerous. We're taking him out.
No, I haven't. I just thought of this. But, and I'll announce it on air, if you want to get back to tweeting, I will give you the credentials to my account.
Well, let me tell you this. I tried making an account completely, like, separate email, like, not even related, everything. Mm-hmm. But I did it on the same computer, and it had my
IP address.
And I got shut down for that because it said that I violated their rules for creating a new account when you've been banned from Twitter.
Wow.
So that's when I kind of threw my hands
in. Double ban going on.
Wait, so if I like was hanging out with you at like the Wi-Fi or the IP address, like if I was hanging out at your house.
I think it's linked to the computer, not necessarily the Wi-Fi.
Okay. Well, then we need to get you a new computer. You can use my credentials.
Yeah, at that point. I just kind of was like, whatever, you know? And plus, I was spending too much time on it anyway. I didn't get a couple thousand
followers.
I'm just
saying, you might even go, like, crazier because it's not even your name. Well,
I was going by Frisco. That's where the name Frisco Riverstone comes from. I mean, that was my Twitter handle.
It's a good name. But anyway, the president has been tweeting like he usually does when it comes to the news.
You've got to read it in his voice.
I've got it here in front of me. Well, first off, let's start with the earliest one, I believe, today, 10 hours ago. Of course, the back and forth between Elijah Cummings and the president, you know, and the news was, actually, this happened before their beef started. I think Elijah Cummings' house was burglarized a few days before they got into a back and forth. But Trump tweeted out 10 hours ago today, really bad news. The Baltimore house of Elijah Cummings was robbed. Too bad. Yeah, and a lot of people are just like, I think even Nikki Haley.
Yeah, Nikki Haley did the whole thing.
Do you know the name Julie Borowski? Anybody in here? She's kind of a libertarian conservative. She responded to the president, dude, this response makes it look like you incited people to rob him, even though it happened before your tweets. You were fine. Come on. And I think Nikki Haley really did respond, this is completely unnecessary. Like, he's just rubbing it in. Yeah. There's actually a method to this madness, though.
Absolutely.
There really is. There's a fascinating video called Charisma on Command, or a YouTube channel called Charisma on Command, and he does a lot of analysis of political figures, in particular the President of the United States. And talks about, there's one video, it's like 12 minutes long, how Trump manipulates the media. And part of what he does is he realizes, even if he tries to be the most presidential with the best words and, like, just, you know, buttoned up, I know how to do it. I know, you know, I've been in the public eye for a while. They will take something out of context. Like, classic one, the example they use in that video is MS-13. And a woman in a cabinet meeting asked, you know, we're trying to deal with MS-13. He's like, you're right, these people, we're trying to round up these people. These people aren't even people, they're animals. Yeah. And the press takes it out of context, says, look at Donald Trump, he's talking about all immigrants.
They dice that one up pretty.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. So he realizes the news, even if you're passive and you try not to cause any news, they're going to find something.
Well, someone from the press pool on the South Lawn today, as he was getting into the chapper, they said something about, you know, how do you vet? I forgot who's he got coming on board now, and he announced the guy's name, and then the press was like, well, what's your vetting process like? Are you confident with the White House? And he turned to the reporter and said, that's what you guys do. I throw a name out there and I let you guys dig up all the information and all the dirt. And then he says, it's wonderful. It saves us a lot of money. It's fantastic. Yeah. You guys are doing the vetting. Thank you. And, like, move to the next question. And it was kind of like, pretty smart. Yeah. He throws out a name and then you guys dig and try to find the most horrible thing. And then he just...
When he realizes, though, because they will dig and do... You know, they'll take anything and try to spin it in a terrible way. He's like, well, I'll just give them the red meat. Like, and so he's like, I purposely will say outrageous things in order to run and control the news cycle. Instead of the news controlling me, I'm going to control the news. And even if it isn't always the greatest thing, that, you know, people are like, oh, that's unnecessary. Well, it keeps a narrative going, and it keeps his narrative going.
Yeah.
There's a method to his madness.
Definitely a method. He tweeted some today about North Korea and Kim Jong-un and them.
Well, missile launch action.
Yeah, shooting the short-range missiles. They tested 3 short-range missiles over the last number of days. These missile tests are not a violation of our signed Singapore agreement.
They talked about nukes at that agreement. It wasn't necessarily...
Right. Well, and long-range ballistic missiles.
Yeah.
Ones that could hit the United States. I'm sure that makes, you know, China and South Korea and Russia and Japan and, you know, Guam real comfortable, though. I am actually not... I've seen it in the news. Like, it's at the top of Drudge there on that screen. I'm actually not familiar... This is a hip-hop artist, a rapper.
A$AP Rocky?
A$AP.
Oh, yeah. A$AP.
He's been in Sweden. In some trial going on... That he and his crew assaulted this person. Now, their defense is like, look at the other videos. Like, this, we told this guy to leave us alone for a while.
We don't back off.
Right. So we finally, you know, gave him what he had coming. And, well, ASAP's been released. And Trump tweeted this 4 hours ago. ASAP Rocky released from prison and on his way home to the United States from Sweden. It was a rocky week. Get home ASAP, ASAP.
Ultimate dad pun.
I love dad jokes, though. Gentle comedy can be appropriate at times. What is with the Who is that on the television screen?
Isn't that the... Oh, no.
Joey got distracted because we've got Fox up, and you know Fox has, like, only the most beautiful women in the world.
But the thing is, I was distracted, too, though, because she's wearing so much makeup.
Yeah.
Like, they do a lot of makeup on Fox.
Oh, yeah. Their makeup team's...
I'm like the average, you know, hetero guy. I get distracted by the tricks.
I saw your eyes.
Yeah. I was like, I got triggered. Whoa, there.
Hey,
that's part of the Fox's plan. Yeah. Back to ASAP, though, I watched some of the other videos. And it was an Afghani immigrant to Sweden. So first of all, he's living there in refuge. So you'd think he would be kind of respectful and maybe not chasing after touring musicians. There were several times where he was getting pretty physically aggressive with the security detail, and he wouldn't stop. It wasn't like he just showed up, they had a scuffle in a hotel lobby, and then he ditched. It was like... He was continuously following them from venue to venue, all over, and was antagonizing them. And, you know, ultimately, Sweden kind of responded with the, you know, they have tough laws and they can't, you know, the president can't just... I think they said something like, this has never happened before, a president, you know, telling us to release somebody like this. And it's just funny because at the end of the day, everything was leading up to the fact that he would not be getting out. And I think earlier this morning, he was about to serve 6 months.
Right.
And then out of nowhere, he gets out.
Well, it's been a rocky week. Get back ASAP.
I think we all forget, too, those basketball players he got out of China.
Right.
Those ungrateful basketball players he got out of China.
Yeah. There was one dad. He's I can't even think of that guy's name.
Ball.
Yeah,
LeVar.
Oh, LeVon Ball.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
He was a trip, man.
That dude
is a walking reality show.
They talk about the same tactics as Trump uses.
Yeah.
And the Kardashians use the same tactics.
That's right, yeah.
It's just you always got to have something new. Now, Trump's not putting full frontal photos on Instagram.
No, but...
Thank God.
But you're right about controlling the message, and that's how he controls it, you know?
Well, in other serious news, this is serious news. Unfortunate, I suppose. And I don't know if it's true, if this is actually the reason, but our great Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe is being treated very unfairly by the lamestream media. Well,
lamestream.
Rather than going through months of slander and libel, I explained to John how miserable it would be for him and his family to deal with these people. John has therefore decided to stay in Congress, where he has done such a outstanding job at representing the people of Texas and our country. I will be announcing my nomination for DNI shortly. So, the big pick was John Ratcliffe. To be Director of National Intelligence, and it worked out well, we thought, because all these U.S. attorneys working with William Barr, investigating the investigators, well, looks like Ratcliffe isn't going to be the DNI anytime soon. Oh, well, we'll see who they pick.
Maybe he just nominated him to draw fire.
It's possible. It's very, very possible, Rosie. Anyway, we got to hit a break. We're already, well, we stretched that out way too long, but having too much fun. Listen to Happy Hour. I'll be right back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. We're in the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the River Region. It's busy on I-85. Be careful as you approach the downtown area. There's a couple of slowdowns, especially around the interchange. If you're on I-65 north, there's no problems between Montgomery and Prattville. However, if you go north of Prattville, there's an accident just north of Highway 14 that's slowing things down. The boulevard looks pretty good this afternoon. Just be careful and watch out for the traffic on the Atlanta Highway. It is absolutely packed between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road. If your ride is dirty, a professional and awesome detail job is as simple as calling Slim at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, 272-7147. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did-I-remember-to-lock-up hat. Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Police say a man was shot this morning after a domestic situation in the 3700 block of Gaslight Curve. Police say that's where a fight happened between two relatives, but the victim was located in the 3600 block of Lazybrook Lane. He is expected to be okay. No arrests have been made in the case. 61 basic correctional officers graduated today from the Alabama Corrections Academy in Selma. The prison system created the new position this year to speed up hiring security staff to address a staffing shortage. The state faces a court order to add officers. The state has also raised salaries in an effort to increase staff. Montgomery City leaders have tackled the issue of abandoned and dilapidated homes for 3 years now, and they reached a major milestone this week. A home on Mobile Highway was the 435th to be demolished as part of the effort. The city has identified 300 more homes that may be demolished in the near future. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Your chances of encountering one of those random downpours is going to be better than normal over the next few days, right on through the weekend. Those storms will tend to fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 73. Tomorrow and Sunday, we'll do it again with a generous supply of scattered afternoon and evening storms here and there. Some locally tropical downpours in spots. High around 91 Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night in the low 70s. And not much change in the overall pattern on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, good bacon is to improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut the Third.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon! I just turned it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon!
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch working our way through the Friday afternoon traffic, and we have some issues on I-85. We have a couple of accidents near each other. They're both on I-85 southbound. There's one at Ann Street and one at Mulberry Street, so be careful there. Police are also still cleaning up the accident at Taylor and Vaughn, so be careful in that area. The rest of the interstates look like they're moving along pretty well this afternoon. We don't see a lot of problems for you, and the boulevard is cruising along, just slowing down around the traffic lights. Let's be careful this afternoon. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Accidentally.
Do you have some bacon?
Bacon?
Bacon, that's right.
I had bacon left over from dinner last night.
Rub some bacon on it.
What?
On your hand, just do it. Rub some bacon on it.
That's all there is to it? What if I drop my phone?
Rub some bacon on it.
Or encounter my clone?
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
Rub some bacon.
wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
Rub some bacon on it. Bacon on it.
Attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
One-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you getting hot? We'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A One-Stop Truck Repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Pig Enterprises on South Memorial Drive in Prattville for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
How many ways to prepare bacon? You can either fry it or get botulism. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. Really, the only bad part about bacon is it makes you thirsty for more bacon. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it. Here's your two strips of bacon. I want more! More bacon! Whenever you're at a brunch buffet and you see that big metal tray filled with the 4,000 pieces of bacon, don't you almost expect a rainbow to be coming out of it?
I found it! I found the source of all bacon!
That bacon tray is always at the end of the buffet. You regret all the stuff on your plate.
What am I doing with all this worthless fruit? I should have waited. If I had known you were here, I would have waited. I would eat only you bacon.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
Well, welcome back to Happy Hour, the closing moments of Happy Hour.
Soon, I mean, coming up here in 9 shopping minutes. Well, more like 15 with the top of the hour break is the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Right.
Which, is it available? Oh, yeah, I'm the one who set it up.
Yes.
It's podcast available all over the place. A hobo just walked into the studio.
Yes, he did.
Oh, and he's wearing his tool shirt. How fitting.
You know why?
Mr. Spotlight.
Because he's such a tool. What'd it say on the back?
It says tool.
What a tool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah, the Joey Clark Radio Hour is going to be fun. I appreciate, you know, listening to Happy Hour, but these are long days, doing 4 hours straight.
Yes.
You never know what the last hour is going to be like, because the delirium kicks in.
Yep. You never know.
Yeah, you have no clue what's about to happen, folks. So stay tuned, because not only do you have no clue, I have no clue. It's going to be a blast.
That's really dangerous.
It's not that dangerous. It's just me talking.
It's Joey fly by night. That's how Joey lives.
That can be dangerous.
Really?
Yes.
You think I'm dangerous?
Sometimes.
He keeps that mute button pretty close.
You are a provocateur.
Yes. I don't feel that way.
Yes, Rosie.
Yes, you are.
Right.
I like it.
I'm serious here. I don't. Sometimes I get that mischievous like twinkle in my eye. Sure, but like I do not set out to scandalize anybody. It's not what I do. I'm not like, oh, they're let them listen to this crap, see how they react. No, it's I just talk. I really am that weird. I guess what I'm saying. But man, I can't believe. It's been 4 hours again. Better than that 8-hour day.
Yes.
Yeah. Better than that 8-hour day or 10-hour day, whatever it was.
We need to take you out and let you bale some hay, Joey.
Bale some hay? I'm not complaining about the hour.
I understand what he's talking about.
Dang.
I have reiterated over and over again on these airways. It's another problem with radio. You can say things over and over again.
Yes.
And then somebody tunes in for the first time. It's like, well, you don't respect people who put their back into their work, Mr. Clark. I don't know why I sound like, what, Gomer Pyle there. You don't respect us, all right? Yes, I do. I'm very grateful for this job. And, well, I'm also compensated accordingly. But, again, I'm not complaining. It's just how the world works, and we all make our choices. Anyway, we got to hit traffic. A few more ads. Joey Clark Radio Hour coming up. Yeah, and subscribe to the podcast, please. If you like podcasts, go to Apple Podcasts or Google Play or Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, all over the place. And subscribe to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. If you are so kind, not only subscribe, give it a big 5-star review. Or 4 stars, doesn't matter. But 5 stars. 5-star review. Anyway, be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery Skywatch, working our way through the Friday afternoon traffic, and we have some issues on I-85. We have a couple of accidents near each other. They're both on I-85 southbound. There's one at Ann Street and one at Mulberry Street, so be careful there. Police are also still cleaning up the accident at Taylor and Vaughn, so be careful in that area. The rest of the interstates look like they're moving along pretty well this afternoon. We don't see a lot of problems for you, and the boulevard is cruising along, just slowing down around the traffic lights. Let's be careful this afternoon. Fall semester classes at Trenton State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery. There's no doubt about it. They have the absolute best selection of rustic furniture anywhere in the River Region. I stopped by and I checked it out myself. You're going to love the rustic style of furniture, especially the ones with the sliding barn doors. Hey, if you're looking for the rustic look in entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, you're going to find it at the Depot. The Depot also has a wide variety of rustic decorative accent items. Oh, and check out those metal wall signs like the ones that say Lake House, Farmhouse, Beach House, plus Roll Tide and War Eagle, too. Listen, if you're looking for rustic furniture, then it's the Depot Furniture Gallery. They're inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82. Other locations include Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, and Arab. More locations coming soon. Visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team.
Doug.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Pros do it right to have the quantities you need on hand for the job by buying in bulk. Lowe's is here to help by stocking what you need for any size job and at great savings. Save up to 40% on our everyday low price when you purchase pro packs of molding compared to single sticks. Load up on drywall, drywall accessories, and backer board and get up to 15% off just by making a bulk purchase. Place your order at lowespros.com and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV. Weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey.
Okay, in the closing 2 minutes of Happy Hour here, I think we need to end with some good old wholesome family content. So let's go to the town of Mayberry, where it seems they've caught on to the trend. Thank you, Rosie.
I love you, Joey.
Love you, too. Thank you, Eddie. Well, you're sticking around, right?
I'm not going nowhere. You can't get rid of me yet.
Thank you, Riverstone, but you're sticking around as well.
Yeah, I just got started.
All right.
And Mr. Spotlow will be
here. Mr. Spotlow will be here.
Tool.
I used to do celebrities smoking pot, and the way it was written was I was back in my fort when I was in high school, and they would pass it to me, and I would do like, you know.
Do one for us. You have to now. I didn't.
Oh, God, I have to remember this bit. This is celebrity smoking pot. It was written in like the 70s, so it was like Jimmy Carter. Yeah, that's damn good, Reefa. That was the whole bit was all, everybody was Nixon, that's really good weed. I can't believe I'm doing it.
Give me more.
Here you go, Curly.
Why, certainly.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm trying to recreate this.
See, Walter Brennan.
Weed's making
it's damn good reefer. Yeah, the bud's on fire.
Mr. Haney from Green Acres. Do it.
Mr. Douglas, have I got a deal for you? A genuine imitation fur line battery run bong for your smoking pleasure.
I cannot believe I'm doing that.
Mr. Haney.
Now, I still do in my act, though. I do Barney Fife.
Uh-huh. Boom! What do you call that right there? The forbidden fruit.
But I do all the characters of Mayberry in the show. Except for Howard Sprague. I could pull him. I used to do him smoking pot. Remember him, the town clerk?
Oh, sure.
Bow tie?
Yeah,
bow tie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Gee, Andy, fire up a fatty.
I can't believe you're laughing. I should put it back in.
No. Pot's